Have you been considering long-term care, but were told it's not worth the money? Well, we're going to revisit this very important topic today in episode 65 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. I wanted to make this episode because I just read an article in a magazine called Insurance Newsnet, which is a publication for guys like me in the industry, and they conducted an interview with the CEO of Genworth, which is the largest long-term care provider in the country. And in this article, he brings up a lot of good points that I wanted to address to help you make a good decision about your long-term care in the future. Now, this interview basically starts out with the CEO saying that this industry does not have a great reputation because in the 40 years that it's been around, they drastically underestimated what the cost and the claims would be in the long-term care insurance industry. And what happened is they were forced to raise people's premiums because of the unsustainable cost that they were incurring. And unfortunately, because long-term care is a very much use it or lose it type of scenario, once those premiums became unsustainable and the people who had held them for a long time were forced to let them lapse because they couldn't afford the premiums anymore, because the traditional long-term care insurance is like auto insurance or property and casualty insurance, it is very much a use it or lose it type of policy. However, over that 40-year period, Genworth has paid out around 370,000 claims for a grand total of about $30 billion over that 40-year history. And because of that, now they have a very good criteria and a significant set of claim data on the incidence and severity of what they've experienced. That should help them set their pricing in the future to where they're not going to be sticker shocking their clients with these huge premium adjustments. Then the article goes on to state how a lot of people are mistaken that Medicare is going to cover any type of long-term care costs, and it does not. It will cover the first 100 days if you are in need of some type of long-term skilled nursing. But after day 100, you are on your own. Okay. Medicaid, which is a state-run program, does cover long-term care, but they will bankrupt you in the process before they pay out a single dollar to help you with those needs. And then once you're on Medicaid, you could or most likely will end up in a Medicaid-run facility. And trust me, you do not want that. So according to this article, in 2025, there are approximately 76 million baby boomers between the ages of 61 and 79 years old. And they are estimating that at least half of that age group of the baby boomers is going to need long-term care at some point in their life. Now, Genworth states that the average claim is around $250,000. And in some cases, with people that are unfortunately suffering from Alzheimer's, those claims can cost upwards of $1 million because they basically need lifelong care at that point. So that is the type of money that you would have to come up with out of your own pocket to provide yourself with a decent amount of long-term care facility stays. Now, according to Genworth as well, most of these claims that they receive start with in-home care, which as of 2023 numbers they were using is about $75,000 per year if you're going to have someone in your home for about 40 hours per week. Now, a skilled nursing facility with a private room is on average of about $110,000 per year. Now, the ideal time to fund some type of long-term care policy would be about in your mid-50s, although you can still get coverage all the way up into your mid-early 70s. You're just going to get less benefit at that time for the same amount of money. But right now, according to Genworth, over 90% of the baby boomers have no type of long-term care coverage, okay? And we're getting close to the point to where the oldest segment of the baby boomer generation is getting to that point to where they're going to start claiming or needing long-term care at some point in their life. So over time, if there's 76 million baby boomers, and a conservative estimation is that half of them will need some type of long-term care, that's approximately 38 million people that will need help. Now, if only 10% of them have coverage, that leaves 34 million people with no coverage whatsoever. And even if 20% of them are wealthy enough to fund this type of care for themselves, that still leaves 27 million people that will need some type of financial assistance from either family or the government. Now, you have to ask yourself, are you going to want to rely on a system that even right now is overburdened? You know, imagine the quality of care you're going to get when the system gets overrun and it's stretched financially. And again, today is already short on workers. What do you think that type of care in those government-run facilities is going to be like? Because in 2026, that first wave of baby boomers that were born in 1946, they're going to be turning 80. Then it will be approximately 10,000 people per day for the next 20 years that are turning 80. And that is going to put a significant strain on every area of the long-term care system. So this is just economics 101, that the demand will go up as those 76 million baby boomers go into their 80s over the next 20 years. But the supply of care is not going to go up at the same rate. So that will increase the cost for good care. So again, as of 2023 numbers, if the cost of in-home care is about $75,000 per year, and a private room in a skilled nursing facility is about $110,000 per year, what do you think that will cost 20 years from now if you're in your mid-60s right now? I can already tell you that it's going to be completely outrageous. And long-term care is a way to leverage a portion of your money for the purposes of long-term care. You're going to get a lot more out than what you put into it. And I know the typical objections that people have to long-term care, and they're legitimate objections, okay? But most people think about traditional long-term care where they can continue to increase those premiums on you, and it is very much a use-it-or-lose-it type of scenario. However, asset-based long-term care is a type of long-term care product that is guaranteed to never raise your premiums, or you can put a lump sum into it as a one-time deposit, and if you never end up needing it, then the money can be returned back to you, or it can be passed on to your beneficiaries as a death benefit. So you're no longer in a use-it-or-lose-it scenario. So I want to highly encourage you to click the link that's in the show notes or go to atlasannuity.com and navigate to the long-term care insurance tab. And you're going to find 13 videos that I made a while ago that answer some of the most significant questions people have about long-term care insurance. Questions like, what if I never use the policy? Can I own a policy with my spouse? Can I use my IRA to fund a long-term care policy? Can I still get long-term care if I have health problems? And much, much more. And I tried to keep those videos about 5 minutes long, okay? But I highly recommend that you go and visit that portion of the website to find out about long-term care, okay? Long-term care insurance is one of those things that pretty much every advisor can agree you need to have at some point. Okay. Even the ones who hate annuities understand the importance of having long-term care because of the type of leverage it can provide and the negative side of it of possibly bankrupting you if you're trying to fund it out of your own pocket. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that my background as a firefighter paramedic, I have been into all types of different long-term care facilities, okay? Hundreds and hundreds of times. And there is a staunch difference between a private pay facility and a Medicaid facility. It is literally the difference between living in a Hilton or living in a Motel 6. Some of these places are so nice that I wish I could live in them right now, but they are expensive. So to have a portion of your money dedicated to leveraging and offsetting the cost of having one of those facilities where you're going to receive excellent care is the difference of you being in a room sharing a room with a possible psychotic person for the rest of your life. And the neglect, and I don't want to say abuse, I think the people who work there are doing their best, but abuse does exist in those type of facilities. But just the amount of neglect and the stench and the depressive atmosphere, it is no way for anyone to live. Most people would not allow their animals to live in a place like that. So do yourself a favor, go and check out those videos that I made so we can start getting your questions answered and start putting a plan together for you. And as always, if you like the information that we're putting out, do us a favor. Please like and subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel. Share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing this information. And if you have questions about long-term care or about a safe retirement strategy for your personal situation, you can always go to atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page and book a time for a short phone call or Zoom, and we'll get all of your questions answered. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 65 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education.